Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar, and today Masachas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lama, the 8th parak, Yesh Nochoin. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Bembero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one says, Ish Poni Yerosheni, Poni should inherit me, but Makam Sheish Bas, where there's a daughter, who would inherit him? Or he said, my daughter should inherit me, where there's a son, his words are ineffective. Rabbi Yochim Abroka says, Im Amar al Misha Rui Lo Yosho, if he said about someone who is fit to inherit him, the Rav Kayamin, his words are effective, but not if he said it about someone unfit to inherit him. The Gemara discusses the scope of the Machlokas and how to interpret the Mishnah accordingly. In one version, some time hold, Rabbi Yochim Abroka even allows bequeathing to an outsider where there's a daughter, or to a daughter where there's a son. In the second version, everyone follows the statement of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who said, his father agrees that one cannot bequeath to an outsider where there's a daughter, or to a daughter where there's a son. They argue only al ben ben abanim, regarding bequeathing to a son among other sons, ubas ben abanos, or to a daughter among daughters, meaning a current heir. Point number two, Rava said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's source is the pasuk, Vaya b'yom hanechilu as banav, it shall be on the day he bequeaths to his sons. This teaches, Ator nasim reshus la'av, l'hanechil kol mi sheyirtze, the Torah gave the father a permit to bequeath to whomever he wants. Abai asks Rava, but this law can be derived from the phrase, lo yuchal levaker, he cannot give the firstborn right to another son, implying that he can give away other inheritances. The Gemara answers based on a brisa that once the Torah allowed a father to bequeath the portion of one son to another, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, one could have made a kal vachomer to allow granting the bechor's double portion to another son. If a pashat, an ordinary son, whose right is stronger, shenot beroi kamamuchsak, in that he takes potential assets like he takes possessed assets, yet the Torah enables the father to give his portion to another son, then certainly a bechor's portion, which is not received from Rui, can be given by the father to another son. Therefore, the Torah stated, "Lo yuchal levaker," to teach that he cannot give the bechor's portion to another son. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, "Ein lemeidin halacha." One cannot derive practical halacha lo mipi limud, neither from rabbi's statements made while learning that one view appears more reasonable, for lo mipi maisa, nor from their ruling in an incident that came to them, where the observer may not know all the details, ad shiyomru lehalacha maisa, until they tell him this is the halacha for practical application. Alternatively, until they tell him the halacha for a practical question, he asks them. In a case where they did, yelch v'yasa maisa, he may go and act accordingly, ubevadshul yidama, provided he does not draw a comparison to a similar case. The Gemara wonders, why should one not draw comparisons to other cases? But the entire Torah is used for comparisons. Ravashi says it means not to draw comparisons regarding trefos, as taught in a brisa, because two apparently similar wounds can have different results. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next mission states that if one says, Ish poni yerosheni, poni should inherit me, but makam sheish bas, where there's a daughter who would inherit him, or he said, my daughter should inherit me, where there's a son, his words are ineffective. Rabbi Yochim Abroka says, Im amar al misha rui lo yosho, if he said about someone who is fit to inherit him, the Rav Kayamin, his words are effective, but not if he said it about someone unfit to inherit him. The Gemara discusses the scope of the Machlokas and how to interpret the Mishnah accordingly. In one version, some time hold, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka even allows bequeathing to an outsider where there's a daughter, or to a daughter where there's a son. In the second version, everyone follows the statement of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who said, his father agrees that one cannot bequeath to an outsider where there's a daughter, or to a daughter where there's a son. They argue only al ben ben abanim, regarding bequeathing to a son among other sons, ubas ben abanos, or to a daughter among daughters, meaning a current heir. Point number two, Rava said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's source is the pasuk, Vaya b'yom hanechilu as banav, it shall be on the day he bequeaths to his sons. This teaches, Ator nasim reshus la'av, l'hanechil kol mi sheyirtze, the Torah gave the father a permit to bequeath to whomever he wants. Abai asks Rava, but this law can be derived from the phrase, lo yuchal levaker, he cannot give the firstborn right to another son, implying that he can give away other inheritances. The Gemara answers based on a brisa that once the Torah allowed a father to bequeath the portion of one son to another, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, one could have made a kal vachomer to allow granting the bechor's double portion to another son. If a pashat, an ordinary son, whose right is stronger, shenot beroi kamamuchsak, in that he takes potential assets like he takes possessed assets, yet the Torah enables the father to give his portion to another son, then certainly a bechor's portion, which is not received from Rui, can be given by the father to another son. Therefore, the Torah stated, well, Yuchal Levaker, to teach that he cannot give the Bechor's portion to another son. And point number three, it was taught in a Braise, Ein Lamedin Halacha, one cannot derive practical Halacha, Lomi Pi Limud, neither from rabbi statements made while learning, that one view appears more reasonable, for Lomi Fi Maisa, nor from their ruling in an incident that came to them, where the observer may not know all the details, Ad Shiyomru Halacha Maisa, until they tell him, this is the Halacha for practical application. Alternatively, until they tell him the halacha for a practical question he asked them. In a case where they did, Yelch v'yase maisa, he may go and act accordingly. Ubavadshul yidama, provided he does not draw a comparison to a similar case. The Gemara wonders, why should one not draw comparisons to other cases? But the entire Torah is used for comparisons. Ravashi says it means not to draw comparisons regarding trefos, as taught in a Brice, because two apparently similar wounds can have different results. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Lamed, and this Siman was suggested to us by Daniel Strachel from Ra'anana, by David Samuels from South Africa, and by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. They all suggested that Kuf Lamed is a chazan with a beautiful voice, a kol, a beautiful voice. So here goes. The chazan with a beautiful voice, who instructed that his daughter inherit him instead of his son, proved his point when he belted out a rendition of the classic Vayah B'Yom Hanchiu as Banav, to which the choir replied in harmony, Halacha L'Maisa, Halacha L'Maisa. Once again, slow motion. The chazan with a beautiful voice. Chazan with a beautiful voice? Kol? That must be Muran Daf. Kuf Lamed. The chazan with a beautiful voice who instructed that his daughter inherit him instead of his son, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one says, Ish poni yerasheni, poni should inherit me, but makum sheish bas, where there's a daughter who would inherit him, or he said, my daughter should inherit me, where there's a son, his words aren't effective. Rabbi Yochim Rokov says, im amra misha ruli l'yorsho, if he said it about someone who is fit to inherit him, the Rav Kayamin, his words are effective, but not if he said it about someone unfit to inherit him. The Gemara discusses the scope of the Machlokas and how to interpret the Mishnah accordingly. So the chazan with the beautiful voice, who instructed that his daughter inherit him instead of his son, proved his point when he belted out a rendition of the classic Vayah B'Yom Hanchiu as Banav, which reminds us, Rava said that Rabbi Yochanan Broca's source is the pasuk Vayah B'Yom Hanchiu as Banav, it shall be on the day he bequeaths to his sons. This teaches Hator Nasim Rishus La'av L'Hanchiu Kol Mi Sheyirtza. The Torah gave the father a permit to bequeath to whomever he wants. The Gemara explains what is derived from the phrase L'Yuchel L'Vaker, he cannot give the firstborn right to another son, since it implies that he can give away other inheritances. So the chazan with a beautiful voice, who instructed that his daughter inherit him instead of his son, proved his point when he belted out a rendition of the classic Vayah B'Yom Hanchiu as Banav, to which the choir replied in harmony, Halacha L'Maisa, Halacha L'Maisa, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braise, Ein L'Maidin Halacha, one cannot derive practical Halacha, L'Mi Pi Limud, neither from rabbi statements made while learning, that one view appears more reasonable, but L'Mi Pi Maisa, nor from their ruling in an incident that came to them, where the observer may not know all the details, Ad Shiyomru Halacha L'Maisa, until they tell him, this is the Halacha for practical application, alternatively, until they tell him the Halacha for a practical question, he asked them. So once again, the chazan with a beautiful voice, who instructed that his daughter inherit him instead of his son, proved his point when he belted out a rendition of the classic Vayah B'Yom Hanchiu as Banav, to which the choir replied in harmony, Halacha L'Maisa, Halacha L'Maisa. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Kuf Chavav. So the similar Daf Kuf Chavav is a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The Bechor, who had protested his brother's improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock. Cuckoo bird clock? That must more on Daf Kuf Chavav. The Bechor, who had protested his brother's improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, which reminds us, Ravasi said, Bechor Shemicho Micho, a Bechor, who protested his brother's improving the estate before dividing it, he has effectively protested and is entitled to a double portion in the improvements. Rava says, this ruling is reasonable regarding grapes which they cut or olives which they harvested. Here his protest entitles him to a double portion in the harvested fruit, which is worth more after being harvested. So the Bechor, who had protested his brother's improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut, was so startled when the little bird called out, you're a cuckoo Bechor if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son, which reminds us, Ravasi said, Bechor shenato chel kapashut biter, a Bechor who took a share in a field like an ordinary son, he has foregone his double portion. A Maraim debate the extent of this ruling. Rapapa quoted Rav as saying, Viter ba'osa sada, he has forgone his double portion in that field only, but receives it in the rest of the estate. Rapapi quoted Rav as saying, Vita Bechor and the Chasim Kuan, he has forgone his double portion in all the properties. So the Bechor would have protested his brothers improving the estate before dividing it, took the double portion in the improvements, and decorated his cuckoo bird clock with the grapes they had cut. Was so startled when the little bird called out, "You're a cuckoo Bechor, if you take a share in the field like an ordinary son," that he declared that his Bechor would not take a double portion in his estate, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, "Pony, my Bechor will not take a double portion of my estate," or "Pony, my son will not inherit with his brothers," Lomar Klum, he has said nothing, and his instructions are ignored. Shehisna Amasha Katsim B'Tor, because he has stipulated against what is written in the Torah, which isn't effective. However, if he redistributes his property to his sons as gifts, increasing one share relative to another, or equating the Bechor with the others, the gift is effective. Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav Zayin is cookies. So here goes. The sad tumtum, Shenikra Benimsa Zachar, eating cookies, that must mirror in Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. The sad tumtum, Shenikra Benimsa Zachar, eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches five laws which exclude a tumtum, Shenikra Benimsa Zachar, a tumtum whose covering was torn off and he was found to be a male. For example, Enu Notel Pishnaim, he does not take a double portion of his father's property, even if he was the firstborn. So the sad Tumtum Shenikra Benimsa Zachar, eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, together with a disappointed Safek Bechor, who discovered he can't receive a double portion, which reminds us, a Brisa Darshan's Bechor blows Safek. The Pasuk says, firstborn, teaching the double portion is not given to a Safek Bechor. This means to exclude from Rava's ruling, Shtei Nashim Shiyaldu Bei Zacharim B'machaveh, two wives of one man who gave birth in hiding, and is therefore unknown which is the Bechor. Kosvin Harsha Zelazet, they may write for each other a document empowering the other to collect on his behalf, to be able to collect the extra portion. So the sad Tumtum Shenikra Venimsa Zachar, eating cookies to console himself for being excluded from five halachos, together with the disappointed Safek Bechor, who discovered he can't receive a double portion, was surprised when a father walked up to a friend of his sitting on their bench and announced, "This is my firstborn son," which reminds us, a Braisa darshens the word Yakir, he shall recognize his firstborn son, to teach Yakirenu Lachirim. He can identify him to others. From here, Rabbi Yudah said, "Neman Adam Lomar Zebini Bechor," a person is believed to say, "This is my firstborn son," even when it was presumed otherwise. Similarly, he's also believed to identify his son as a Chalal. The Chachamim say he cannot identify his Bechor against presumption, nor disqualify his son. Daf Kuf Chav Ches, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav Ches is 100 strong men. So here goes. The 100 strong men, 100 strong men, that must be more Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses giving testimony after becoming blind. A Braisa teaches a general rule, Kol shetchilaso osofu bepasulus pasul, any testimony whose beginning, meaning the witnessing, or the end, the delivery of the testimony, was in a disqualified state, is invalid. If he was qualified both at the beginning and at the end, the testimony is valid. This apparently superfluous rule teaches that a blind man may never testify. So the 100 strong men who refused to accept testimony from a blind man, that their father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama, if one says, Tito ishti ke'echad min habanim, my wife should take a share in my estate like one of my sons, no tell us ke'echad min habanim, she takes a share like one of the sons. This directive was either given by Shechimeira, a gravely ill person, whose verbal instructions can transfer property, or the transfer was effected through a kinyan. Rava clarified, this gift only applies to properties he owns now at the time of his instructions. So the 100 strong men refused to accept testimony from a blind man, that their father said his wife should receive an equal portion in their inheritance, went to Basin where they wait in line behind a man swearing that he paid half, even though Adam testified that he paid in full. Which reminds Rabbi Abba sent Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama, if a lender withdraws a loan document against his friend, saying he wasn't paid, and the borrower says he paid half, and then witnesses testify he paid it fully, or is it nishma, the borrower swears that he paid half, like an ordinary partial admission, but gova mechsim nechasim b'nei chorin, and the lender collects half from the borrower's own properties based on the borrower's admission. He cannot collect from properties the borrower sold to others because they can say, anan an edim samachinan, we rely on the witnesses who said the loan was paid in full. Daf Kuf Chav Tes, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav Tes is cactus. So here goes. The man who said Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, cactus, that must be more than Daf Kuf Chav Tes. The man who said, Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, which I'm giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Kufchav Vavan Beis taught that if one instructed to divide his estate differently than the Torah's laws of inheritance, his instructions are ignored. However, if he added an expression of matana, of giving, whether at the beginning, the middle, or the end, it's valid. There are four opinions about the extent of this law. For example, Reish Lakish holds, a matana phrase only validates a case of two fields and two people if he used two phrases of matana, such as Reuben and Shimon shall inherit field A and field B, respectively, which I am giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them. So the man who said, Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, which I am giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them, overheard his neighbor tell his friends, my cactus property shall be given to you when I die, and after you die, Pony should inherit it, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that a Braisa refutes the opinions that do not validate the inheritance clause in a case of two fields and two people from the case of one who says, Nechasai l'cha, my property shall be given to you when I die, v'acharecha yirash Pony, and after you die, Pony should inherit it, v'acharecha yirash Pony, and after the one after you dies, Pony should inherit it. The Braisa teaches that after the first recipient dies, the second person acquires it, and when the second person dies, the third person acquires it. So the man who said, Reuben and Shimon shall inherit my two cactus fields, which I am giving them as gifts, and they shall inherit them, overheard his neighbor tell his friends, my cactus property shall be given to you when I die, and after you die, Pony should inherit it, making sure that the second phrase of inheritance was said, Toch kedei dibur, of the single expression of matana, which reminds us, Reish Lakish agrees, one matana phrase is sufficient when the Yerusha phrase is said, Toch kedei dibur. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn? A Bechor who protests receives a double portion of improvements of fruit harvesting. That's on daf. Kuf Chav Vav. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn about Rabbi Yochanan ben Rocha's source of Bayah Bayom Hanchilas Banav? That's on daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn about taking a double portion in Shevach from after the father's death? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Dalet. Good. Number four, which daf do we have four opinions when a matana phrase can validate a redistribution of one's estate? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Tes. Good. Number five, which daf do you discuss what is the din when one says his wife should receive a share in his estate? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Ches. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn Rav Huna holds ko ha'omer acharecha ko'omer ma'akshav dami? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Hey. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn that one cannot derive practical halacha until he's told that this is halacha l'maisa? That's on daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn when a father is believed to identify the bechor? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Zayin. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Yochanan ben Rocha's opinion that one can redistribute his inheritance? That's on daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that Reish Lakish agrees? One matana phrase is sufficient when it is Toka de Dibur of the Yerusha phrase. That's on daf. Kuf Chav Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.